Opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily that of Verke Radio, our affiliates, advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are that of the hosts and their guests. Enjoy the show.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face.
Welcome you all to another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live. Dr. Akilah Hayes, coming to you on this international platform, giving thanks and gratitude for everyone who has helped us grow over the years. Without you, we would not be here. So thank you. Round of applause. On today, you all, we're going to bring that transformation and relaxation. Get your week kicking off right. And no matter when you're listening to us, make sure you download, stream, and share. Join Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Kay on Facebook. And get more inspiration by visiting ILLASMYE.com. Trying to share with you, go on YouTube and video. Transform and relax, expand your mind, and always make sure that you subscribe. Whether you're listening to us on iHeart or Bashani, love you, appreciate you. And right now is your time to go ahead and get your pen, your pad, your tablet, however you take notes, because you're going to walk away with some jewels. This is a time for you, no keys allowed. We're taking it back to the old school, because we're so cool, but we're not cool. Because we are having real conversation. Everyone can talk about sex, but here we come to stimulate your spirit, in your soul, in your mind. You can move these life and learn how to socialize in a different way, have those conversations in a new fashion, and bring about a new level of satisfaction. Let's vibe out tight for a moment. Right back. Such a pleasure to be here with you again on another beautiful day. We have a special guest known as the God's Gifted Entrepreneur, And not just guys gifted, but God gifted entrepreneur. He's also the co-host of a show called Chaos Conversations. So he's not a stranger to this platform and how these things work. You all, he has experience in entrepreneurship from so many areas, real estate, insurance, network marketing, and more. He is a man who is coming on to not just share his experience and expertise, but his personality as we go into these conversations on today. Mind you, I said he's used to chaos conversations. Now he's here on Grown Folks Talking Live. Let's see how it goes. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being on the show so very much. Would you like to share anything about yourself before we go into our moment of gratitude? Because they don't know you.
Well, for those who don't know me, I mean, I've been self-employed since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And I got into the sales field, network marketing field, when I was 18. And then I started doing the insurance business when I was at least, I want to say 20, 22, 24, somewhere around those young years. But I always tell people, entrepreneurs are born. They're not made. And some people wonder why, you know, they don't get as much of a head start as some others do. And it's something you can't control, but don't always have control of. You know,
you said entrepreneurs are born and not grown.
Entrepreneurs are born. They're not made, is what I said.
Not made.
Yeah. Some people just don't have the spirit.
Y'all, we're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that because you know that's going to be a very interesting conversation right there. We're going to go into that. And I'm grateful that you brought that point up and that you are sharing your own unique views because we all have different views and perspectives in this world, right? And that's part of being grown is being able to accept that everybody comes from a different vantage point. You know, like you said, everybody gets a different type of start. You started at 12. Some people don't start till they 67. You know, I think Colonel Sanders, who did the fried chicken, he got started, 62 with that company?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, he was going his whole life like, Lord, when I'm going to get some money? When it's going to pop? One day he fried that chicken up with them herbs and spices. They was like, hey, what? Get some good fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And it branched out. And you got people like yourself, like you said, you started at 12. I know my mother had me doing entrepreneurship since I was five. I think my parents, when I hopped out the womb, it was just like, hey, let's go. Reading, writing at three. I'm in parking lots selling lollipops and cookbooks, coming up with all type of ideas. And I think people have to learn what it means to be an entrepreneur too. Like, what really is entrepreneurship, you know?
Yeah. Entrepreneurship is pretty much something where you are in control of your time, you're in control of your effort, you're in control of your cash flow, you're in control of just about everything. The only thing you may not always be in control of is the product or service you might be offering. I mean, sometimes you can be in control of that, whether it's detailing cars, babysitting kids, doing hair, mowing grass, you know, doing real estate. Sometimes you can choose to be in a certain field, but if that field that you're in is not doing, it's not bringing in enough cash flow to live off of, is sometimes you have to, you know, you have to grab the product, the service that the public is in need for.
That's awesome. It's like that.
Some things are all within an entrepreneur's control.
Having control. Well, Bruce, on our show, what we do, we start off with a moment of gratitude. So I'm grateful that you're starting us off with our minds already going in a whole another direction about evaluating what we control, our own personal freedom. And so you all want to say grateful for having Mr. McFaul come on here and open up our minds to a whole nother aspect and concept of looking at life from a different lens, for being able to cause us to question some of the things that we're doing or not doing, causing us to go into a state of inquiry. And for God blessing us to have a mind where we can have inquiry, we can have opinions, we can have thoughts. If any of that really resonated with you or you have some questions about that, make sure you send an email to grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. Grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. We'd love to respond to you and to act with you. I'll share your information with Mr. McFall, and we'll bring it back up on the show. Maybe we'll bring him back again. Also, if you're in Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye on Facebook, put your comments in there about the show. Let other people know some of the things that you're learning and is coming to you. And I give thanks for everyone who's participating in that. Gratitude for everything in life, you all, shifts the way that you think, shifts the way that you engage, shifts the way that the law of attraction works in your life. For me, it's a very important part of the day, and it's something I start the day off with. And if you're new to the show, make sure you get a gratitude journal. Write that down in your notes. Get a gratitude journal. And before you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning, write down the things that you're grateful for, that you're starting your mind off in a positive state and you're going to sleep in a positive state, as opposed to waking up and just saying, what's my to-do list? And then going to sleep and say, oh my God, what happened today? You know, it puts your body in a whole nother state. So Bruce, what's your philosophy on gratitude?
I mean, it's something that pretty much everybody needs in life, and it's definitely something that's it's the positive way to go at any and all times. And it's, let's say, thoughts have more power than people give them credit for. You always want to be heading in the what's called a positive direction, and there's times you're going to be heading and have great gratitude, but there's going to be a few hiccups, a few stepping stones that have what I call either negativity or don't have a good positive outlook that you're, you know, that you're still, you know, heading towards. And sometimes you got to learn to just step around it, or you know, go step over it, or and if it's negativity and you're in a positive direction, you got to just find ways to avoid it, which is sometimes difficult when it's your friends and family too. But yeah, gratitude is definitely a, I haven't known of any entrepreneur, any successful entrepreneur that doesn't have a great gratitude and, you know, with what they have going on, regardless of what it was, stock trading to anything.
That's awesome. So you all, want you to do me a favor, take a deep breath in, allow that breath to go down to your stomach and hold it. Exhale. Inhale this time. Close your eyes and just think about the things that you're grateful for in this moment. Inhale. Inhaling through your mouth, into your stomach, your diaphragm area. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Let gratitude flow through you. Let your mind be free and focus on that. Exhale. Now this inhale, give thanks for being able to give thanks, because everybody's not capable or choosing to be capable. And some people aren't here to give gratitude anymore. So inhale for life, inhale for ability, and inhale for the ability to change and do and be whatever you want. Inhale. And with that, we're going to go into our meditation, you all. After our meditation, we're going to have a song from one of my friends named Alma Chandra from her CD called Destiny. And we're actually going to play track 5, which is called Destiny, as we go into our conversation on today, focusing on the gems, the mindset, the attitude behind entrepreneurship from a new perspective. If you are driving, you know, I always tell you, pull over, be safe. You at your office, do your best not to get caught, okay? Or have everybody join in with you, all right, for our meditation. So here we go, you all. Meditation is good for clearing your thoughts, clearing your mind, and bring you into a state of balance. And you know we're here to do what? Relax and transform. I want you to listen to the beat. As you hear the beat, would like for you to start rotating your shoulders forward and backwards. So you're going to make small circles with both shoulders, like when you were little. It goes up to your ear, forward, and then back up to your ear. So you're just rotating forward while you breathe in. So wherever you are, that's what you're going to be doing. All right? Breathe in and rotate. now I want you to take your arms and your shoulders and rotate the opposite direction. Don't stop breathing. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Keep going. Stop. Once you take your arms, lift your arms all the way up as if you're trying to touch the clouds. Grab your blessings, pull them back down to your heart area. Inhale, gratitude for your blessings. Hold it. Feel the joy, feel the radiance, feel the excitement of receiving all that is destined for you. Exhale, lift your arms back up. Inhale again. Grab down your joy and your peace. Bring it back to your heart. Hold it. Allow that love to radiate through you, that peace to radiate through you. Exhale. Arms going back up. Inhale again. Grab your blessings. As you inhale, bring it back to your heart. Feel the tingling going down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. That's called peace. That's called relaxation. Inhale it. Reach back up again. Inhale. This time, when you exhale, put your arms down by your side. Encompassing all the blessings of God. Arms up again. Inhale. Hold it while you bring your hands back down to your side. Exhale. Inhale again. Arms back up. Exhale, down to your thigh. And then your body should start wanting to move in its own direction. Allow yourself to move, stretch. Let your spirit pull your body back out. One last deep breath, you all. Hug yourself, love yourself. Tell yourself, I'm wonderful, I am great, I'm powerful. Love yourself, appreciate your arms for being able to hug you, switch and hug yourself in the other direction. Exhale, inhale two more times while hugging yourself. Loving yourself, appreciating yourself, exhale. Switch arms again, last breath, inhale. Loving yourself, your powerful self, dynamic self, exhale. We're going to go into our song. If you do that, Bruce, what did you think of the meditation and how did that benefit you and what are your thoughts on meditation? Are you still there with us? All right, you all, Bruce must be so meditative right now. We're going to go ahead and go to our song and come back and let him go ahead and relax from that and then share his thoughts.
Mm-hmm. girl, she is me. Much too young for the pain, crippled by the shame. Mama, help your child. Daddy, I'm your child. The world's much too big. Destiny has its own way of working things out. Destiny has its own way of working things out. She grows, the strength that she shows, the path that she takes, the choices she makes. You see, we have the same way of working things out.
Destiny has its own way of working things out.
all that was destiny. And like she said, destiny has this way of working things out. You are here with Mr. Bruce McPhail, God-gifted entrepreneur. We did our meditation, and Bruce was saying it was just so relaxing. He didn't even have words. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's what meditation does for you. And then he also shared that a lot of times he meditates by himself. So for those of you listening and you typically meditate by yourself, there is an energy in sharing with others. For different cultures, they say where two or more are gathered, therefore art I, therefore is God. When you put two God bodies in the same space, you amplify the energy and the positivity of what you're feeling. And sometimes if you're in a different space, it cancels out some of the negative things that may be going through your mind, usually positive or negative, or it shifts you and it heals you, or you may be healing somebody else. So the group dynamic is really important. Bruce, as we go into our book discussion, would you like to share anything about your belief on meditation and what you thought about the song?
The song definitely matches up with what meditation is meant for. I'll say that. But meditation is just, it's a piece of, it's peace. And it's always, you know, some people can do meditation with theme music behind them. Mm-hmm. I don't do that, but meditation is more for you than anything else, anyone else. Mm-hmm. And I like to do mine in the morning time before I start my day. Because that just, you know, it's all, you try to keep it all positive. Mm-hmm. And block out the cell phone, block out, you know, messaging, notifications, block out everything. And when you have that peace of mind, and that's what you try to live your day like. And you have to, after meditation and during meditation, you got to, whatever you envision, it has to be put into action within that time frame. And that's normally how a person's day can start too. If it's when it's all positive, it's no doubt. It's mm-hmm. It's vision. It's imagining. It's speaking things. It's indirectly speaking things that are not as though they are, but you're speaking it to yourself. Some people like to, you know, say it out loud what they're going to do, but meditation has a lot of definitions to it and ways of it. But I highly recommend it for anybody who's a believer.
Awesome.
Like
inner talk and making it a habit, and you structured yourself. You said every morning you meditate. Do you meditate throughout the day or in the evening as well, or just in the morning?
What I'll do is meditate in the morning, and whatever I meditate in the morning about, believe it or not, I'll self-talk myself in public. I don't care who says what about me. I'm like, you know what, Bruce? I may meditate in my mind, in my spirit, in my heart to love everybody who even may hate you. And I may go out in the public and somebody may be in a bad, negative attitude, and I'll say that right there in front of them where I'm at in line at Walmart or at line pumping gas. I know, man, no matter who's having a bad day like you, I'm still going to have love for you. You know, hi and bye, and I'll speak it out what I just spoke that morning. And before you know it, meditation is actually where I think if it's positive energy of meditation, you'll start to attract people around you who are like that too.
That's awesome.
That's when the law of attraction will. That's when the law of attraction will find y'all.
I appreciate you. I know we appreciate you for that perspective. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. You all check out Miss Alma as well. Take a little break. Miss Alma, www.amachandra.com, also at purplehoney.com for more of her soundings and inspiration and what she does. She's a beautiful soul. I know you'll be blessed with that. You participate in the show and have your commercial, your music play, market your business. We now have over 1 million listeners, which is phenomenal. Email grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com for your marketing packages, and we'll have an associate contact you about that. We would love to have you as a sponsor for the show, or to have you put your information on here about your business, your organization. We are a community of growth, and we're all about transformation and relaxation. That's something that you're about and you're in agreement, definitely contact us, grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. Also want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Our Efforts United. They have merged into the Facebook world. So go look up Our Efforts United, a nonprofit that's all about rebuilding the village for youth 17 and under and the people who love them. So it's an opportunity to give back, support youth education and personal development with our young people. That's how we change the world. One seed at a time, one event at a time. That's Our Efforts United on Facebook.com. And their email is OurEfforts.United@gmail.com. We give thanks for all of our sponsors and for those people who have advertised with us and for you as a listener. So thank you, thank you, and thank you. And Mr. McFell, would you like to share with them your contact information so they can reach out to you as well?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Keela's, you know, friends list. Hopefully I'm still up there. Or you can reach me at 919-244-1056. You can also find me on Facebook, you know, if you're not able to find me on her friends list, hopefully you do. You can still find me up there. Again, it's Bruce McPhail. Last name is spelled M-C-P-H-A-I-L. On Instagram, I'm on there. I'm posted as a Business Bruce. And that's about the best. One of my email addresses is kind of easy to remember. It's just godgiftedentrepreneur@gmail.com.
Awesome. Godgiftedentrepreneur@gmail.com, you all. So as you're hearing these jewels, hearing his advice, and know that he also has a show, Chaos Conversations, that you can check out. Be sure to reach out to him, follow him, and give him some love, because that's what it's all about. And now we're going to go into our book read, you all. For today, we have Napoleon Hill. This one is Succeed and Grow Rich Through Persuasion. This is the newly revised, updated version of the book. We're going to go to chapter 8. We're going to be reading page 150 to 151. And it's subtitled, The Power of Applied Faith. Nothing great has ever been achieved without the aid of a positive mental attitude, which begins with a definite purpose, activated by a burning desire for the attainment of that purpose, and intensified until the desire becomes applied faith. Wishes are not a burning desire, because everyone has a flock of them. Idle curiosity often inspires one to action, but it generally leads to a dead-end street without benefiting anyone. Hopes are helpful, but most people live out their lives on hopes which never materialize, because hope is not enough to inspire action based on definiteness of purpose. Burning desire is a combination of wishes, idle curiosity, and hope. No one ever succeeds in the upper brackets of achievement without the urge of this action-impelling state of mind. Applied faith is a state of mind which can exist only when the mental attitude is positive. It is the power that opens the door to successful living. Applied faith is a concentration of all of one's wishes, hopes, and desires, so intensified that they inspire one to begin the pursuit of his aims and purposes in the belief that they will be attained. Applied faith permits us to look into the future and justify our belief in the attainment of our desires, even before we begin to acquire them. When our purpose is founded upon this positive mental attitude, our every desire becomes a prayer. Look about you, and you will see that the world's most successful people are those who recognize and use their capacity for faith. However, this power is not to be flipped on and off like an electric current. It must be nurtured and strengthened through everyday use. And again, that's Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich. This one is called Succeed and Grow Rich Through Persuasion. So, Bruce, what do you think about that topic of the power of applied faith and the way that Napoleon Hill has put that together in that section?
I mean, applied faith is a good way to, again, always not just start the day off right, but start your life off with. If you're trying to, you know, ever start, you know, like people say they have New Year resolutions, it's a good way to start over. But it's never too late to, you know, start like today at any time. But it's definitely a way to, I mean, how can you put it? It's a way you want to go when you got goals, when you got vision, is, and, you know, and faith goes right there with it. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's about your family, if it's about your, you know, your family, your love life, your job, your career, your whatever it is. When you apply the faith, for some reason, it's like the blessing seems to always double, if not triple, a lot faster than it does just with just pure luck.
Just luck
alone. Yeah. Well, just luck. I mean, just luck alone versus, you know, applied faith. Applied faith is always, I always tell folks, look, if you do believe in the Most High Creator, the God that you worship, He can't guide any of your faith steps if you don't take no faith step.
Say that again. He can't do what now?
I was like, whatever. God cannot guide any step you take if you don't take it by faith.
So we got to take a step to get guidance on the step. You can't just sit on the court, huh?
It's going to take faith. You know, it's going to take, every time you take a faith step, it's like a step you're asking Him to guide for you. But again, when you don't have that, there's a point on here, said, if you don't have that faith in the action, what do you take? You know, it's like, what are you moving into? What are you going into? What's your purpose of it?
Right. Faith without works is dead. So applied faith is going into it. Now, how does that connect? Because I'm curious. So I want to go back to that question or statement you made in the beginning. The entrepreneurs are born, not made. And some have an extra step. And you said it's not about luck, but the faith that you have just now. You were saying how faith is very important in taking those steps. So somebody who's like, oh man, I wasn't born an entrepreneur. Is it that they're not born an entrepreneur, or they don't realize they're born an entrepreneur?
I'm going to say it like this. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the capability.
Okay.
But when I say entrepreneurs are born, not made, that doesn't mean that somebody who was not born an entrepreneur can't be one.
Mm-hmm.
What I normally mean by that is, what I mean by that is this, like myself, I'll use myself for example. I always grew up and I was wanting to be an entrepreneur from the time I was born. It was just, I was trying to sell, I had just bought some toys and I was trying to sell them the next day. Most people were trying to play with their toys all that time. I was trying to sell, by the way, to make it when I saw the value of, you know, that money mattered. And some people are entrepreneurs in different ways. Some people are like, they like to sing right away. Mm. Some people like to be actors right away, and they like to be models, but they don't even know it because the parents can't catch on to it. But they're born with it. And there's all kind of entrepreneurs. There's some, believe it or not, there's some people who are on disability who are entrepreneurs. Right. Because they just have that gift again, but they've had, you know, some issues come up in life, but that shouldn't stop them. It shouldn't stop them. I know a person who was on disability and had to come up with ideas, but they had to have their parents claim it because they couldn't.
Mm.
And you'd be surprised. But entrepreneurs were always, one way to tell is they will always find a way to make things happen regardless of how long it takes them. Take, for example, one guy you mentioned was the KFC guy, but how about Sam Walton? Sam Walton he was born an entrepreneur, but he didn't get his Walmart start until he was like, I think 50 in his 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But he still was born with it. Some entrepreneurs there's entrepreneurs who can get creative and get money working for them versus entrepreneurs who have to keep working for their money, but they still get creative with it.
Mm.
They still have to work for it. They still have to go out there and put in the hard work and labor work for it and to get money, but they don't get money working for them. They just out there are able to make, you know, go out there and cut grass all day long, you know?
Yeah. Now, you're really good about investments, and something that you said, and you all make sure you take note, you said there's some entrepreneurs who make money, and then there's some entrepreneurs who make money work for them.
There you go.
And so, what do you think separates the entrepreneur who's always working for money versus the one who understands how to make money work for them as a tool? experience and investments and all the arenas you've worked in?
For example, you got some people who like to just go out and flip houses. Mm-hmm. You got some people who like to go out and do like me and just, you know, sign up life people for life insurance policies. Mm-hmm. They get paid residual, but it's, they like to go out there and earn that immediate money right away. You got some people like to go out there and I'll give you the example somebody can probably relate to pretty well is, you know, Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. He loved what he did. He loved playing basketball.
Right.
But then that was like an entrepreneur where, I don't know, he had money working for him. When he put the action on the basketball court, that's when he made the most money. But look at him now, you know, he don't play ball anymore, but he still has money and residual flowing through. So it's like, you know, he learned that he knew what worked for him.
Right.
And that was playing ball. He loved doing it. But now he got money working for him, which is every time he sells a pair of shoes, he's not a Foot Locker selling the shoes, but he makes money every time somebody buys his clothing line.
Yeah, his clothing line, his shoes, painting.
Hey.
But yeah, I read something about him. He makes $11. It was like $11.56 every minute. Yeah, there was an article. It was about
who's that?
Michael Jordan. From all of his sponsorships, his branding, his expansions over the years. We know he's been doing this for decades. They were saying that he was at about $11.56 at one point. Every single minute at one point in his career. Not as a basketball player, but in combination with everything else. So when you talked about the entrepreneur who branched out, had their money working for him, just wanted to add that fact so people can kind of think about things a little bit differently. It's not always about trading. Entrepreneurs don't trade time for money. I think entrepreneurs see the value in what they're offering, and then they structure their time to gain their money.
There you go. I mean, again, don't forget, there are some entrepreneurs, people always think, well, you have to be a big-time corporate Facebook, Microsoft, mm-hmm. Google. That's not always an entrepreneur. I mean, there's those entrepreneurs, but there's entrepreneurs who, like me, I'll tell you guys how I was an entrepreneur at age 12.
Okay.
I was down at the mall when they had arcade games, and I was gambling for $10 to $20 a person, a match. I had to work for that money. I couldn't get money working for me at that point. But I did that from age 12 to age 18. And I just kept gambling. That's being an entrepreneur, though. It's taking a fun game and making money out of it. But finally, you know, nowadays, they don't have arcades anymore. So, you know, you can't gamble like that. But at the same time, I taught myself a lot. And that's how it started right there. But it was, I always asked, you know, how could I get ahead? And I knew that 9 to 5 was not going to get me ahead. 9 to 5 is, I don't care if you make six figures in 9 to 5. 9 to 5 should be a stepping stone to only take care of house bills. Your side hustle, whether it's singing, acting, doing hair, babysitting kids, your side hustle should be your passion that you get money working for you after a period of time.
I like that. So it's about being patient and having a process and a plan is what I hear you saying.
Yeah. And don't one bad habit that a lot of people get hung up on, and even I did at one point, was letting your job become your worst enemy, and that's satisfying. Letting satisfaction become your worst enemy through your job. And a lot of people do that. Because I make six figures on your job. Okay. Okay. Can you get six figures working for you through a job? Normally not. And that's the biggest thing I think a lot of people get too caught up on. They want their job to be their career. I don't recommend a job to be your career. I say a job is just to pay house bills. Your passion, your calling, whatever you want to consider it to be, that should be where you try to get money working for you. And it's not going to be easy. I'll tell you that right now. Some people, their passion and their calling and their vision is going to require a degree. That's why you always hear a doctor and attorney in the same sentence, because that's two passions that require degrees by law in most states anyway.
And a teacher. I used to teach. I still teach. But there are a lot. I was about to ask you that. I was like, some people's passion does require working for a company. So in the beginning, you did say, you know, you got entrepreneurs who are born. And then you also have actors, and you named a lot of other careers and professions, chefs. you know, car mechanics, landscapers, professional swimmers. And so everybody has something different that's important to the collective of society functioning. So everyone can't be in the same category. And I think sometimes people have a tendency to kind of compare themselves to the next person, as opposed to something that you just really beautifully highlighted, is going into your passion and your purpose and understanding that the creator, the source, you have the power to amplify that, and it will take effort. And that a job is something that's not necessarily your career. Your career should be something that's tied to your passion. And in understanding all of that and bringing back in the five faith and just living into who you are and what you do and making money work for you, it all comes down to knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. And being comfortable and courageous with who you are, that you don't get fixated on trying to be somebody else. Because somebody else got a different name. Somebody else has different demographics. Somebody else had different parents. When you start looking at all these differences, somebody else may be Asian, and you may be Hispanic, and somebody else may be American, and somebody else is from Finland. So there's so many differences and variances that make everyone beautiful and powerful and dynamic in who they are. But when you look at yourself and you understand it, then you can move the way you need to move, as opposed to not moving how you need to move or trying to stop somebody else. I think one thing I've learned as being an entrepreneur is when you talk to people, they say, well, what do you really do? And you actually tell them you work for yourself and you have time, freedom, and you do your thing. They're like, but what do you really, really do? Like, what's your job? Have you ever heard that question? Like, oh, I hear you, but like, but what's your job though? As if you can't just be.
I always call myself. Every time I get that question, I'll be like, you know what? I'm a walking, talking educator. Mm. I'm a walking, talking, educating entrepreneur. And they're like, well, what are you educating? I was like, well, whatever. I mean, the main thing I'm educating is, you know, financial freedom, you know, benefit specialist. And, you know, if not, I'll be an usher for you. Mm. And usher me, if I don't specialize in something, I'll find somebody else who does for the past, you know, pass you on to.
But I've always considered myself referrals
and education.
They need to. Huh? I said a lot of times people don't get referrals. People are so scared that like, oh, if I refer you or say I can't do it, then something must be wrong with me. So I love you for using the word usher with it. That's a whole nother term. You also usher, refer. Just yeah, usher, refer if you don't know how to do it versus trying to act like you know how to do it. You know, don't say you can fix a transmission and you don't even know what kind of car you driving. Stop it. Just give them your mechanic's number. You know what I mean? Or don't say you a great cook and you don't like your food or your family don't like your food. You know, every time people eat, they be like, you know, I just ate. That's a signal your cooking ain't that great, okay? Stop it. Start trying to get a catering company and go do your gift. You know, if everybody says you real good at cleaning, go clean. Stop trying to cook, you know? Or man,
you will not catch me trying to be no chef. I already know it's not my calling. And the best way I can tell folks to be the usher is the same way Ludacris said it. Be the usher, be the best usher you can be at all times. Because just remember, the more you give, the more you'll receive. But don't give somebody a referral expecting something in return, you know, from them. That's the biggest thing I think a lot of, see, entrepreneurs, they know how to pass the ball and boy, because they understand the more I give, the more I receive. But they also understand the difference between that and not leaving money on the table.
Right.
It's not like, you know, look at the entrepreneurs that, you know, that we're on daily now, like Instagram and Facebook. They pass the ball to each other because they understand that their main focus is the people, the public.
Right.
They don't try to really compete with each other, but they pass the ball to each other. If I'm not mistaken, I think they partnered up too. And that's what a lot of small business owners need to learn how to do. It doesn't matter if one business owner, you know, fixes houses, and the other business owner may sell home security systems, and another business owner may be the household partner.
Right.
It's like, They would have to learn how to pass the ball, which I mean by pass the ball is, you know, the consumer's needs to each other. That's what it's all about. The more you give, the more you receive.
The more you receive, what's up?
I said the more you give, the more you receive. So that's the way a lot more businesses should go about. Business owners at that.
Awesome. So you all remember that giving and receiving. And with that, we're going to go ahead and listen to Miss Alma one more time. We're going to come back. We're going to drop some jewels for you just so you can get it on how to manage your stress while you're going through living in your passion. And then we're going to do our prayer, you all. And I can't believe how quickly time flies, you know, but it always seems to do that when you're enjoying yourself and you're in good company. And so the song we're going to hear right now is called Free.
Everybody has a story about love. I am a woman hurting. You were someone I loved. I'm full of loss and yearning. You were someone I loved. I must go on without you. I must see my joy. You were my one and only. I must see my joy in me. Yeah, 'cause I must live my life free. Shine my light. I've learned to walk by myself. I've learned to shine my light. I am a woman healing. I am full of love inside. I am someone who adores me. I am full of love inside for me.
Welcome back, Grown Folks Talking Live here with Mr. Bruce McFell. You just heard Alma talking about being free and having her love story. And one thing, you know, always emphasizes loving ourselves loving you, getting to know you, make sure you go to my website, aquilafaye.com, AcquilaFaye. We have a meditation program coming up right now to get you ready, get you pumped up for 2019, and get you more into yourself, loving yourself, and knowing yourself. And there's some other awesome programs there to assist with that as well. We have the meditation CD available for download, along with some awesome books. Check it out, check it out, check it out. And you can also go and find out about the new program, the Transformation Club. You'll love it. You will definitely adore it. And send your gratitudes, your comments, your ideas to grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. You may be on the show. Your email may be on the show. Your words can be on the show. You can become a guest, and your business definitely can be on the show. So email grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com. And remember, you can follow me, AcquilaFaye. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Aquila Faye, Dr. Faye. Bruce, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on today. And as promised, didn't mean to cut you off. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being on. And as you say your words, I want to ask you, what's one tip you would really give for how to manage stress as you're going through becoming an entrepreneur, or as you said, living your faith walk? And what's one jewel you really want to leave with everybody?
You say the first question you asked was what tip I can give to manage handle stress.
Manage it. Like when stressful situations arise, whether it's happy stress or unhappy stress. But how do you keep yourself in balance?
How do I keep myself in balance? Again, go back to the meditation. But if it's not the right time of day or the right time for the meditation, because there's a lot you're going to get hit with, especially between 11:30 and 4 o'clock for some reason. And normally you're out in the field and you may not want to do meditation. But try to pick up on anything positive you can learn from it. It doesn't matter if somebody cancels a meeting with you. If you find out as an entrepreneur, you find out this partner of yours can't make a meeting. It's going to make you guys both millionaires. You got to find what you can learn from it and apply your situation. Every situation is different, but apply your situation in every positive way you can think of. And that's when you can really find out, is this meant for me? Because if it is meant for you to keep pursuing it, it's going to be challenging. But if you can start to feel the stress come on to you, pick up what you can learn from it fast, and like I say, act fast, think fast, and turn it into a positive way of going about it. It's like, for example, your partner's supposed to be here for you for this to meet up with Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or someone like that, right? But they're not here. They're late, they're whatever. Don't let something like that stress you out. But go ahead and take them. That means take them out to go get them a burger and let some time get by, but don't just overreact because your partner's not there.
That's a great tool. But you said no matter what's happening, not only look for the positive, you add it, learn something positive from it, and then act fast.
Fast on
it. You actually gave several jewels and stress management all in one. So that's why you call yourself God gifted entrepreneur, huh? God just allows you to flow and know what to do. And you are a walking teacher as well.
If I could say this, yeah. Entrepreneurs will not wait for something or someone to happen. Entrepreneurs will find ways and make ways to make things happen. Mm. I've always said that. And that's even like that. That's how people can say they've been on a job for only 1 year, 2 years, and they pick up on what needs to be done and said. And they'll do something with it.
So that's you all. I know you had a great time. I know you learned a lot. I know you got this. Make sure you download this, stream it, and share it. This gentleman right here, Mr. Bruce McPhail, really came on here and dropped some jewels for you and with us. Definitely enjoyed having you on here for the conversations, the meditation, or your chaos conversation show, and you came on here and it just flowed. So I am pleasantly surprised, you all. I thought we were about to be like, but his show's not like that. He really just discusses topics similar to like we do and explore the different concepts and ideas of individuals and having those same type of conversations so that we start talking during a century where we actually don't talk anymore. So it's definitely a blessing and a pleasure to have you here. You all, we're going to close it out in prayer like we always do in our normal fashion. And you know me, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and pause, take that deep breath. Creator, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for life. We thank you for the lessons that you allowed us to learn during today's conversation. We thank you for every listener that comes in, for every share, download, and stream. We thank you for every heart and mind that is touched, transformed, and elevated. We thank you for allowing a platform for people to receive transformation, relaxation, and real adult conversation that assists with actually making your life your best life, making yourself your best self. And for people responding and coming on, we give thanks for all the businesses that are on the show. We give thanks for all the sponsors. We give thanks for all the listeners. We ask you to continue to guide, show, and protect everybody as they go out into their day, their week, their months, and their years. Happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating another return. Happy anniversary to those who are in marriages. Congratulations on the babies for those who have children. Congratulations on succeeding in your business for those with business. Congratulations on your promotion. Congratulations on fulfilling your vision. Congratulations on shifting your mind and being surrounded by positive people. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And may gratitude continue to flow through each and every person. Within the sound of my voice, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. You all, this was another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye. Peace, blessings, and mwah! Love you all.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.